Before we take any other questions and whatever, the question was brought up last week about the degrees of punishment. And this degrees of punishment is something that goes through everybody's mind. And there's some things on it. There's not a whole lot of information about that as we go through Scripture. Now, as we go through, I guess, first of all, it helps to understand hell, Hades, and some of these other things, the lake of fire, and a lot of these things are relatable to the same kind of thing. Now, one thing that the King James does is mix up hell with Hades, and so you have to be careful in reading the King James Version that they'll use the word hell when really it should be Hades. Hades is a place of the dead, okay? And so Hades is... just where dead people are contained. And it seems that when Christ went down at his death, it says it went to hell. No, he didn't go to hell. He went to Hades. Hades is just where the dead were, and it was made up of two parts. We had a place of torment, and then we have paradise. And paradise is the one that went up into heaven. So we see Paul going up into paradise. He went up into that area that was brought up. Those believers were on the paradise side. You'll see the guy hanging on the cross, the thief. Today you'll be with me in paradise. And I believe that's what Jesus was talking about, that he would be on this side of Hades. So we're not talking about, at this point, heaven or hell. We're just talking about the place of the dead. And so in Luke 16, I think it is, we have a picture, actually an actual account, I believe, of someone who's dead in Hades, where we have Abraham, and we have the one who's in torment. The one who's in torment is looking across the chasm, and he's able to see the believers. And he says that, can you just bring me, I just want to dip your finger in some water, give me a little drink, and I'm thirsty. And then he wanted to go back and tell his brothers about what they have coming. All right. But he's in the place of torment, but yet that's not hell. He was in Hades. So, anyway, just be careful when you do look at the King James that don't confuse hell and Hades. Hell is something else, and I believe hell is the lake of fire. And we see that in Revelation 20, and I bring this up just because of Revelation 20, which says, verse 14, and death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. Now the King James says death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. And I think that is wrong. The Greek word is actually Hades. And it's a transliteration into the English language for other translations that put the word Hades, not hell. And so death and Hades were thrown in. So in other words, those on the tormented side of Hades are the ones who would be thrown into the lake of fire. I believe the lake of fire is hell. Now, there'd be people who disagree with me on that, but if you take a look at like Matthew 10:42, it says, and we throw them into the furnace of fire where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In Matthew 8:11, it says that, but the sons of the kingdom will be cast into outer darkness, where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So it seems that outer darkness and the furnace of fire both have the weeping and gnashing of teeth. They seem to be related to the same place. And hell in Mark 9:43 talks about, if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life crippled than having your two hands and go into hell, into the unquenchable fire. So we have hell and unquenchable fire that are related. There's an unquenchable fire in hell. Yes?
Gary, the King James talks about both hell and paradise. So what you call Hades is really hell, and paradise is paradise, and no matter what book.
Now, Hades isn't hell. Hades is a place of the dead. It's a Sheol. King James, I believe, is very wrong in how they interpret that.
In King James, they talk about paradise and hell. as two distinct places.
Right.
So when you talk about Hades and paradise.
No, I know there's disagreement in there, and so I accept that, but I don't buy that.
Yeah.
Hades is the word Hades, H-A-D-E-S, the Greek word. Hell is Gehenna. And the King James combines Gehenna and Tartaru and Hades into hell.
My point of the King James makes a distinction between what do you call it, hell or Hades.
Oh, yeah.
It makes a distinction.
Okay, but Hades, and that's actually accurate because Hades was both torment and paradise. Now it is, Hades is really considered the place of torment now. All right.
Is that where people are right now?
Those who are dead are either in paradise, which I believe is in heaven at this point, or in Hades, which is now only the place of torment. So all dead souls are in one place or the other, waiting for their final being, their bodies, to really catch up to them. Yeah. All right, so this is a long answer to a short question. So, degrees of hell. If you look at Revelation 20, go back to Revelation 20, we'll see that there's that judgment. We talked about a judgment. Now, if people, and they're being judged on their deeds, we read that earlier, Revelation 20, 11 through 15, talk about the judgment of unbelievers. And so there's no reason to judge them because they're already unbelievers, unless they're being judged for a certain reason, which would be to judge them according to what degree of punishment are you going to have. So there's an indication there, but there's nothing firm about saying that that is actually so. But the judgment indicates that there's going to be a degree of punishment. Luke 12:47, which we brought up last week quickly, but I don't know if we actually went to the, I don't think we went to the actual location. Luke 12:47 talks about the slave who knew his master was coming back. It says, and that slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready or act in accordance with his will receive many lashes. Now this slave is the one who is working for, is actually looking at Israel and waiting for the king, his master, Christ, to come back. The one who is not, did not get ready or act in accordance with his will receive many lashes, but the one who did not know it and committed deeds worthy of a flogging will receive but few. So in other words, those who were not ignorant, those who knew what was going on but acted as if he weren't coming, will receive many lashes compared to those who will have fewer lashes, who didn't know, they just didn't understand it. Matthew 11:20 also indicates degrees of punishment. And it says these are cities that we're going through, and actually there's four cities in view here. Tyre and Sidon were Gentile cities, and Chorazin and Bethsaida were Jewish cities. Now Chorazin and Bethsaida both heard the testimony of the Lord and the disciples. However, they rejected it. And it says that, nevertheless, I say to you, it'll be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. Why? Because they didn't hear the word, even though they didn't reject it. It said that if, in fact, there's a verse that talks about Tyre and Sidon, they would have believed if we had gone there and told them. But these cities in Jerusalem, they heard, they had all the miracles, and they did not believe. Therefore, they're more responsible, and therefore the judgment will come down upon them a little bit harder.
In verse 21,
woe to you, Chorazin and Bethsaida, for if the miracles had occurred in Tyre and Sidon, which occurred in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. And they're going to be judged for that. And then there's also in John 19:11, it talks about the man who would have brought Jesus to Pilate. It says, Jesus answered, "You would have no authority over me," talking to Pilate, "unless it had been given to you from above. For this reason, he who delivered me to you has the greater sin." So there seems to be greater sins for what people do. Now, there's nothing very specific that really says, and he's going to be tormented longer because of that. There are indications, and I think these are probably almost every proof verse there is in Scripture. There may be some other more obscure verses somewhere, but this is all I could find.
But
and
Paul
so,
doesn't talk about this.
There's nothing in Pauline doctrine.
It has to do with Jews?
It has to do with unbelievers.
Okay.
The judgment that we're talking about is only on believers. Paul.
They could be Jew or Gentile.
They could be Jew or Gentile, yeah. So I don't know if that, does that answer your question more than you probably wanted? Yeah. Any other questions or anything that, yeah, Steve?
That raises the question for me. It's kind of a hiccup in that, would you, Bethesda and Chorazin, how do we say that, if these miracles had occurred in Tyre and Sidon, which occurred in you, they would have repented long ago. But they didn't repent. But yet, they could have, but they weren't given an opportunity. That's what it's almost saying.
So they had to have an opportunity, or else they wouldn't be able to say no. They could have said yes, so they must
well,
have had to.
Sure, but it just says there, if the miracles would occur, that they would have repented. So it was Christ is saying that, they would have seen the miracles and repented, but they didn't repent. Well,
All right. The location of these cities, this is the Sea of Galilee, this is Chorazin and Bethsaida, in the general area. Tyre and Sidon are up on the coast of the Mediterranean Ocean. They are just outside of Israel. Israel kind of takes in Judea is down here, Samaria is up here, and these are up in the northern 10 tribes. Tyre and Sidon are outside of Israel, and so you have to remember that God's focus was on Israel. Once Israel would repent, then he would send Israel out to the world. So that's why he's concentrating his efforts in this area and not going to Tyre and Sidon, but he's telling them, boy, you're responsible for rejecting now because you heard and saw the miracles, and there's no excuse for you to reject this. Absolutely no excuse. And he said if they had seen the same thing, which they would have probably later, is when Israel accepts the message, the leadership of Israel, then Israel accepts Jesus as Messiah, Israel then would go out into the nations, and the nations then would have an opportunity to believe or not believe. And so it's not that they don't have an opportunity, it's that their opportunity was maybe delayed.
Right, and that program wasn't for them at the time.
No, it wasn't for,
right, okay,
no.
That makes sense. Okay.
It was outside of Christ's ministry. His ministry was concentrating on the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so that's, but he's saying though, if, and this is an interesting thing too, he knows what the future would be even if it never happens. Different events. He knows that these cities would repent. And so those repentant cities then would have believed and they would have been in the kingdom. Which is, I think, kind of an interesting little thing.